On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, bringing you a discussion of Private Letter Ruling 2011-04-061, issued by the Internal Revenue Service on January 28, 2011. This private letter ruling is very similar to a private letter ruling issued back in 2005, and here's the essence of what the ruling says. The ruling provides guidance on when I have an IRA or a Roth IRA, and I'm incurring what are commonly called wrap fees. So they talk about three different types of wrap fees in the ruling, but so if I'm incurring wrap fees, the ruling basically concludes that I can pay those wrap fees from my outside account and not have to reach into my regular IRA or my Roth IRA to pay those wrap fees. Now, this is a fairly important ruling in that, especially for Roth IRA, almost everyone out there should be paying their Roth IRA fees from their outside account, not from inside the Roth IRA itself. Let's talk a little bit about the ruling and basically what evolved here. So the ruling asked that question of whether there'd be a deemed excess contribution in a situation where you had three different accounts, accounts A, B, and C. Account A was a discretionary or non-discretionary account, but basically you were just trading for one fixed fee per year. Account B was a model where you receive financial planning and investment advice on a non-discretionary basis. And account C is you pay an annual fee for portfolio risk allocation and rebalancing. So the service treated all these as the same. That's the important part. Now, so when typically you would pay the fees from inside the account, the IRA or the Roth IRA itself, typically you would pay the fees from the Roth IRA or the regular IRA itself. But in this instance, the question was, what happens if I pay it from the outside account? Now, to put things in perspective, let's say you had a $1 million IRA and the fee was $10,000 a year, 1% to manage it. We're talking about a very major opportunity to keep more money in your Roth IRA and use outside funds to pay that, okay? So this is a very good opportunity. The issue is, does this always make sense? When does it make sense? When doesn't it make sense? So when you look at all this, if you have funds in an outside account and you have a Roth IRA, we believe that almost always you should pay the fees on the Roth IRA from the outside account. Now, in the event with a traditional IRA, in the event that the fees are deductible, if the fees are deductible, we would want to pay the fees from the outside account, leaving money deferred inside the IRA. That makes sense. In the event that the fees are not deductible, we want to pay them from the regular IRA itself. So there's a little bit of a difference between the Roth and regular IRA. Just to recap, you always want to pay with outside funds except in the case of a traditional IRA where the fees are not going to be deductible. Now, on the deduction side, today, first thing you have to overcome is the 2% floor. So if my income is $1 million and this fee is only $10,000 and I have no other fees subject to the 2% floor, I'm simply not going to be able to deduct that because you take my $1 million of income times 2%, my income's too high. But with a lot of retired people you represent, income will not be too high, and they will be able to deduct this. Now, the other thing you have to be conscious of is this is an add-back for AMT purposes. So you're going to have to look at this through both the eyes of the regular tax system and the AMT system. So there's two different systems we want to look at. I would encourage all of you to read this ruling, okay, and take a look at how it's going to apply to your clients. Now, in 2005, the service issued a ruling that's eerily similar in 2005, 07, 021. As a matter of fact, when I put them next to each other, the service's responses were just pasted from that earlier ruling, many of them. So what you want to do is go through and read this, go back to the revenue rulings they cite in here, as just so you'd better understand this. I think this is a ruling that deserves some attention, especially if you are in the advisory world and you have clients that are on these wrap fees, because I think you can do a much better job. We ran the math on this, and when we ran the math on this, it was very telling, absolutely convincing that when you have a Roth IRA, you need to pay the fees using an outside account. If you have a regular IRA and the fees are not deductible, you want to pay those fees from the regular IRA itself. And if you have a traditional IRA, a regular IRA, but the fees are deductible, you're better to pay those from the outside account, leaving the dollars in the IRA grow on a tax-free basis. So the real part of this ruling that was important is that when you have a wrap fee, a fee that the government describes as not varying with the frequency of transactions performed and distinct from the cost or volume of any assets purchased or sold, then you're going to be able to pay that from the outside account if you believe that's appropriate. And the real issue here is the government confirmed that that would not be a deemed contribution to such account. I would also encourage you to spend some time with Revenue Ruling 84-146 that discusses the deductibility of trustee fees with respect to IRAs, and it basically takes you back into Code Section 212. From that, we have concluded on the surface here that regular IRAs, clearly those fees are deductible. Roth IRAs, we are 90% certain that the fees are not going to be deductible, because what happens is under Section 212, you're not allowed to deduct fees for the production of tax-exempt income. And that's something we're going to look at in more depth, but that's where we are right now. So in summary, what our math proved is that if you have a traditional IRA and the fees are not deductible, you want to pay that from inside the traditional IRA, otherwise use outside funds. So on behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler discussing a new private letter ruling 2011-04-061.